The reading is taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Right with God. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has brought us by faith into this experience of God's grace in which we now live. And so we boast of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. We also boast of our troubles, because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance brings God's approval, and his approval creates hope. This hope does not disappoint us, for God has poured out his love into our hearts by means of the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us. For when we were still helpless, Christ died for the wicked at the time that God chose. It is a difficult thing for someone to die for a righteous person. May even be that someone might dare to die for a good person. But God has shown us how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. Thanks be to God.
Matthew 9, verse 35 to 10, verse 8. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Thanks be to God for his word to us.
I take as my theme, go first to those you know and gather the harvest wherever you go. I start with the second half of our gospel reading, which at this early stage of the work of the disciples speaks to me of the need to go to those you know and have contact with. Don't dive in with complete strangers, but cut your evangelical teeth on those with whom you already have a relationship, those you meet at work, in the activities you undertake, and in your roads and streets. It is a strange thing that in this time of social distancing, many streets have WhatsApp and Facebook groups, and have come to know more people who live near them than they have ever known before. As we have become more confident in technology, many of the activities we cannot carry out together in person, we are conducting in the online space. And here are opportunities to speak of God. But even if we do not feel confident to speak, it is absolutely certain that most of the important things in life are invisible. But they are more powerful than the things we can see or say. This starts with the Spirit of God, the Spirit that gives life, the source of wind or breath. Without air we cannot breathe, and therefore we cannot live. But these invisible things extend to every facet of our lives. Love, mercy, and self-respect, all cannot be touched. But while they cannot be touched, they have a massive impact. The breath of life is seen in the rising and falling of our chests. The love of God is seen in the kindness of strangers, the food on our tables, the fellowship we share together even in these times of social distancing. Mercy is seen in every act of compassion to another and self-respect is seen when we treat ourselves as an important person. We are far too important to destroy with feelings that I'm not good enough. In the first half of our gospel lesson, Jesus looks upon the crowd and sees a sea of harassed and helpless people. So he charged his disciples to start the work of drawing the people back to God. I would imagine if Jesus were looking upon us today, he would also see a similar picture. And as he looks, he would charge us, as he charged the disciples, to start the work of drawing others back to God as well. For it is a marvellous thing that the kingdom of God works, with the little seemingly inconsequential things. From Jesus himself, a carpenter born to a peasant girl, to the 12 disciples who were simple men, to you and to I. There is a song by Casting Crowns, which is titled Nobody, in which one of the verses says, "You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world." Of course, God's work is done by some prominent people, but most often it is done, and done well, by you and I. The song goes on to say, well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. And so we have. Whenever we give to charity or to the food bank, when we help a person who is in trouble, when we take the time to be a listening ear or a shoulder to lean upon, when we volunteer in any way, taking meals to people or delivering food to those who are isolating, or even just pick up rubbish from our streets. All these little things, all these acts of care are God's work. Out of them grows the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is found in the fellowship we have with others that sees in them another human being in need of love and who is loved by God. The lesson today is also in some ways about growth. Growth is a remarkable thing. In order for there to be a vast harvest, a tiny seed has to be planted. Growth, which seems to occur as if by magic. You plant a seed, you provide some water and nutrition, perhaps you even cultivate the ground. But in the end, what happens is beyond human control. It is virtually beyond our imagining. It is a miracle. The miracle of God. The miracle of life. As we work for the kingdom, the wonder is that we reap what others have sown, and sow what others will reap. And it is only on very special occasions that we see what we have sown gathered into the harvest. But God, who is the author of all good things, God who sows the seeds and provides for its growth into the kingdom, God sees every seed that is planted, and encourages us at every stage of our Christian lives to nurture and encourage growth towards an encounter with him. And once that encounter is made, we are called to provide a resting place where the seeds that have been gathered can be prepared to be sown again, so that the harvest may continue to multiply. I don't know what God is saying to each of us as individuals, but what I do know is that he is speaking to each one of us, that he has a purpose for our lives in growing his kingdom, both in our own lives and here in our fellowship at Atfield Road and in the lives of all around us. The song's chorus goes, "'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. May we give as we have received, freely and fully, in Jesus' name. Amen."